As the pastor said, today we're kicking off, and on October 4th will be Pledge Sunday, and we're going to ask for pledge cards. I'm not going to speak about that. Someone else will address that. But for me, in my life, the Lord has spoken to me in many times. I was brought up in a Christian church ever since I can remember. My family and both sides of the family are deeply embedded in the Christian faith. Early on, Baptist, but Presbyterians were very strong in my family. My great-grandfather was a Presbyterian minister. And tithing and offerings has always been a big part of the faith. It's as much of a service as singing songs and praises or anything else. I don't know of any Christian church that's shy about asking for offerings. In my spiritual journey through life, my convictions were many, and sometimes my spiritual life strayed away from the church, but I always came back, and I've always been deeply devout in my faith and beliefs. There are many particular things that give me the spirit, and it comes from scripture mostly. Verses that really move me and touch my heart and that are important to me can be found in Matthew 26. In verse 26, Jesus said, "Our treasures are in heaven, and we should be rich towards God," and refers using our material wealth for the Lord's work. In 2 Corinthians, which there are many verses, we each person should give what they have decided in their heart to give, and not reluctantly, for God loves a cheerful giver. Finally, there's another verse that really strikes home with me, and it's in the book of Malachi. Malachi is the oldest book in the Bible, or the oldest book, the latest book in the Old Testament, about 200 or 300 years before Jesus. But in chapter 3, it says, in just a minute here, the wind's blowing. In Malachi chapter 3, it says, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it." Well, tithing, as Pastor mentioned, is something from the past where they put a tenth of their crops away to help the people who didn't have any. But it really is defined in this era, too. Now, we kind of, the denominator comes down to our incomes and giving to the church. And I want to just mention a few things after Malachi here. Blessings. The blessings that were mentioned in that particular verse are something that I really believe in strong. I really am glad to give to the church and support the Lord's work. Janet and I agree with this wholeheartedly. You might remember the song and the hymn of about 30 years ago, "Count Your Blessings." Beautiful hymn. Had some beautiful verses in it. The author of that said, "Golly, God truly gives us so many blessings each and every single day. Some may be even be so small that we might overlook them." The classic hymn, "Count Your Blessings," truly reminds us to stop and give thanks for all God has done in our lives. This is definitely a time to pause we all need to take. And I hope that someday we can sing that song in one of our hymns. It has some very beautiful verses in it. I'd like to share a blessing. and two of them. If you sit down and think of your blessings, I want to share a couple that we can all know about. When you count your blessings, think of one thing that we all have in common. That is this beautiful piece of land that we have. We're so blessed to have that. We also have a beautiful building. We built this 20 years ago. We're so blessed to have that. I want to share also a particular blessing that happened over 20 years ago. We just moved into our new church building right there. And we were still painting and doing things, but we had a meeting, the session in the building for either the first or second or third time, I can't remember. But the Sunday before, our session met on Tuesday, and the Sunday before, Pastor mentioned that we were short on our tithings and offerings this Sunday, and the amount was for over $1,000, which was, you know, a significant amount of money. We had some bills to pay. And we had prayer, and I don't know the reason why that was brought up, but I think we were talking about the offerings at the time. But 2 days later, in the session met, and I was on the session at the time, in the middle of our session, in come Mark and Dawn Bondi. And I'm sorry, just Dawn came in. Dawn came in, she came over to our table, and we all greeted her. We were glad to see her. She came over, and she put a check down on the table and said, "This should cover the expenses that we're short on." That was truly a blessing to the session. And I know it was a blessing to Mark and Dawn, too, for giving. I don't think that story was ever shared before, so I wish Mark and Dawn were here today. Mark and Dawn, I'm sharing that story with the congregation now. It's very worthy of being shared. Finally, I'd like to say that there are three things, as your brother in Christ and as your fellow member of the church here, that I'd like to ask before you turn in your pledge. First, take time to read Scripture. Scripture is important. It's a guidance for all of us. There's a lot of Scripture in the New Testament on tithing and offering, especially in Corinthians and Matthew and Luke 2. Secondly, pray that your heart is right. This is a good time to pray. Be alone and pray with God and ask Him to do what's in your heart. This is what the New Covenant asks. The New Covenant and the time of the New Testament doesn't really ask for tithings, one-tenth, although a lot of Christians tithe. Tithing or offerings in the New Testament are pretty much what you have in your heart, how the Lord has blessed you, and how the Spirit speaks to you, how the Holy Spirit touches your life. Finally, please count your blessings, name them one by one, then make your pledge.